The magic of a face. The magic of a face. Have you ever taken your cat and held her head and both your paws and both your hands and looked her right in the eye and said to her, "I love you," and then put your nose right against her nose and said, "You're wonderful." And all of a sudden, the magic of the face shines forth in such beauty and such harmony and such love. It's just amazing. That it's taking time to look into the face of a cat. Now, what would happen if I were to take time to look into the face of a human being? What would happen if I were to look into the face of my wife or my husband or my child, or my mother or father, or my sisters and brothers or friends? What would happen if I took time just to look into their face as I look into my cat Jeannie's face and said, "I love you"? Can you imagine if you were to go up to your friend, whoever they may be, and you say, "Come here once," and they come, and then you cup their hands, their face in your hands, and as you cup their face in your hands, you say, "I love you," and look them straight in the eye and say, "You're wonderful. You're a face full of magic, full of beauty, full of love." And then take your nose and rub it against their nose, just like the Eskimos do. How wonderful. What do you think would happen? Try it sometime. Try it sometime with some person that is very special to you. Maybe your mother or father. Maybe your spouse. Maybe your children. I've done that with my child often. As he was growing up, I would take his face and cup it in my hands, and I'd say, "I love you," and I'd snuggle him on the nose, and that's it. That was enough to last for a long time of saying, "I love you," of saying, "I care about you," saying, "You're pretty wonderful. You're more than wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're spectacular. You're very special. You have magic in your face." And one face looking at another face doubles the magic. And as you double the magic, you look at each other's face, and surely they look back at you while you're looking at them. And when you say you love them, they feel this bond. They feel this caring. The loving is not a loving of "I want something from you," but the loving of saying, "I'm just so full of unconditional love, I just sparkle it out wherever I go and whatever I do. I shine it forth in every way that I can." And it's a wonderful thing. It's a very wonderful thing. You don't realize how much magic you have in your face. Most people don't. You don't realize how much magic you have in your life. You don't realize how magical you are until you cup someone's face in your hands and say, "I love you. You have a magical face. You have magic about you." And of course, what it really is, it's our own magic shining forth in the relationship, shining forth as we say, "I love you," shining forth as we say, "This is a fabulous day. This is a fabulous time. And you have magic in your face." And everyone has magic in their face. I take my golden retriever, Rex, and I will take him and I will cup his face in my hands and I will nuzzle his nose and I'll say, "You're wonderful, Rex. You're just so super. I love you so." And Rex just stays there and wants more and more and more. And then when I leave Rex, he comes and he puts his nose between my legs and shoves himself under my legs until he's sticking out in front of me, and then he stands still. So what I have to do, I have to bend over and rub him around his neck and grab him and snuggle him and hold him and tell him how much I love him. And he doesn't want that to stop. He doesn't want that to end. He wants that to keep going. Now, if a dog or a cat or a pet of any kind enjoys relationships of caring and loving and this tender saying of you have magic in your face, and boy, my dog has magic in his face. He lifts one eyebrow or the other eyebrows or both of them, and he just looks at you with those big brown eyes and he says, you know, we've got the best relationship you could ever want. And you know, Dad, you got magic in your face too. You really do. And he's saying that to me because I'm saying that to him, and he's my reflection and I'm his reflection. And that reflection is a reflection of the purest, most beautiful, most glorious love. We're walking along the path, and Rex is off gallivanting, checking out all the wonderful sights and sounds and smells of the high mountain here. And as he's running around, all of a sudden he comes swooshing along and sticks his nose from the back to the front through my legs and then stops. And I almost trip because I don't expect him to stop so quickly. And so I have to give him that special magic massage. That special magic of his face, and I take his face and I just snuggle it and I say, Rex, you are the greatest. You are so fantastic. And he looks up at me and says, I know, but I like to hear it. I know, but I like you to tell me. I know, but it's wonderful to hear it and to know it. If we could look around us, and we do, we'll see on the face of every person in our world the magic that we have within us. And we see the magic of the face and we say, wow, what a glorious being. And maybe they were having a difficult time for some reason or other. And we still say, wow, what a glorious being. What a fantastic being. What a marvelous being. Wow, wow, wow. And as we say this, what are we doing? As we say this, we are creating a relationship that is spontaneous and everlasting. Every time I come around my cat, she stands there and sticks her nose out and says, okay, come on. And so I cup her head in my hands and I snuggle her nose and she says, this is just great. And then I leave and she pushes herself against me here and there saying, more, more, more. The magic of the face is so beautiful. You look at that and you say, how wonderful. I look at my friends and I don't give them all that cuddly, huggly, head-holding, snuggling, saying I love you, but a lot of them I do. And to those that I do, I can see the difference right away because my unconditional love is overflowing and coming back from them and going out to them and snuggling them so wonderfully. Because as I see the magic of their face, they see the magic of my face. As I see the magic of my unconditional love sweeping and surrounding my world, so their unconditional love is sweeping and surrounding our world. And life is so filled with joy, so filled with peace, so filled with love, so filled with everything that's good. It's just almost unbelievable. But because I do it so often with my cat and my dog and all the other animals here at the Absolute Monastery, because I do it with all of them respond with that unconditional love and saying, I love you too. Yes. Oh, you're wonderful. Yes, you are the most beautiful experience I've ever had in my life. And I whisper to them, my beloved, you are the most wonderful experience I have ever had in my life. And each experience I have like this is the most wonderful because it's the new one. It's the precious one. It's the now one. And every one is a now experience. Join me in these wonderful experiences because they are so rewarding when you look at the magic of a face. I love you. I love you. I love you.